We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News 97.1 FM. We are Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Chris Seatons. Top local story now. L.A. County's sheriff is taking some heat from one of his own commanders who's filed a legal claim against the county, which could lead to a lawsuit, contending the sheriff has covered up an incident in the jail and has been throwing whistleblowers under the bus. Working the stories are John Baird. He reports now live.
This incident happened 13 months ago and was recorded on video in the jail. A deputy actually used his knee on the inmate's head to help hold him down. The commander, Alan Castellano, claims the sheriff covered this up and took other actions to try to keep everything secret and under wraps. The commander's attorney, Vincent Miller, said when the commander himself saw the video of the incident, like others in the sheriff's department, he thought it was bad, and he helped send that video up the chain of the command so the sheriff could look at it. And he was told the sheriff said he would handle it.
The thing is, what we didn't know is by handle it, they didn't know. He meant block it, cover it up, hide it.
The commander also contends the sheriff saw that video within days of the incident and not months later, like the sheriff claims. The sheriff called the allegations false claims from a disgruntled employee. He's addressing the media right now. He says the entire foundation of the lawsuit is false, and he's excited to testify under oath regarding the matter. Reporting live in downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX News 97.1 FM.
A man who is believed to have worked with federal authorities investigating the activities of Deutsche Bank and his ties with the former President Donald Trump has been found dead east of Lincoln Park. Valentin Brokesmith was found yesterday morning. An autopsy will be performed to determine his exact cause of death. He was reported missing last April, but apparently maintained contact with friends and journalists. He helped the FBI in its probe of Deutsche Bank by providing investigators with bank documents left behind by his stepfather, who was a bank executive. He was also subpoenaed by the House Intelligence Committee during its probe of Donald Trump's ties to the bank. Big rally being held today by a California group demanding changes in state policy when it comes to crime.
Hundreds of victims of crime are going to be marching through the streets of Sacramento to the state capitol today, demanding that legislative leaders and the governor make significant investments in programs to prevent crime and harm from occurring in the first place, and expanding healing services for victims of crime.
That's Will Matthews. He's with a group, Crime Survivors for Safety and Justice. And he tells KNX the group does not advocate even tougher penalties for criminals.
We know that the best ways to create safety in our communities is to invest in our communities, invest in the health of our communities and the safety of our communities, and in programs that actually prevent crime and harm from occurring in the first place.
Victims from the group met yesterday with the state's Attorney General, Rob Bonta. A 3-month-old baby kidnapped from a San Jose home has been found safe. Now 3 suspects are detained. Police say Brandon Cuellar was taken to a hospital as a precaution, but they're not saying where he was found. The announcement comes after police told reporters a woman was being held as a person of interest because of inconsistencies in her statements to police, and this person has some kind of relationship with the baby's grandmother. Sergeant Christina Camarillo with San Jose Police explained.
We do have a person of interest here with us today. They have not been formally charged yet. They're not under arrest. However, this person was with Grandma yesterday when this happened.
Sergeant Christian Camarillo, San Jose Police. Authorities did not identify the woman, and they're not saying if she's one of the 3 suspects involved. A bill aimed at creating a child tax credit using California's budget surplus is now a step closer to being realized.
The legislation would provide a one-time $2,000 per child tax credit to families that earn $30,000 or less per year. State Assemblyman Miguel Santiago says it's totally doable.
We have over $46 billion in excess revenues that the state has collected, and this is only tagged at about $3.8 billion.
He also says it's critical.
We have at risk 1.7 million children in California falling back into poverty, 1.1 million Families can benefit from this. And the inaction at the federal government to continue the child tax credit could have devastating effects.
The bill would also increase the minimum California earned income tax credit from $1 to $255. It has been approved by the Assembly Revenue and Taxation Committee and will be heard in appropriations in May. Margaret Carrero, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The first public hearing will be held today in Sacramento on the governor's controversial proposal to force some homeless people with severe mental health problems into court-ordered treatment. The CARE Court plan would see between 7 and 12,000 homeless people get help. It's been strongly criticized by civil rights groups and organizations for disabled people, but supporters say it's vital to tackle the homeless crisis that includes San Diego's Mayor Todd Gloria.
These people are deathly sick and ill. They're vulnerable. They're not making a choice to be homeless. They can't make that choice for themselves. And yet we've decided that somehow it's okay if they tell us no to leave them on the sidewalk. Unacceptable. Has to change.
The ACLU and other groups have blasted the CARE Court plan as a forced treatment model that would strip people of their personal freedoms.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.